And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
NC Policy Watch environment reporter Lisa Sorek had a remarkable and disturbing story recently about hundreds of garbage dumps that can be found all across North Carolina. According to the story, there are 677 so-called pre-regulatory landfills in the state that date back to before 1983. That's the year during which the state started regulating and keeping track of what went into landfills. In 2008, state lawmakers passed a solid waste tax to help pay to clean up the sites, but the sad reality is that it hasn't been nearly enough. According to Sorg's report, the State Department of Environmental Quality hasn't even assessed half of the sites yet. What's more, of the 677 dumps, 521 lie within 1,000 feet of a park, daycare, school, church, or drinking water supply. Some of these landfills contain not only hazardous solid waste, such as asbestos, but also dangerous gases. Methane, for example, can build up and threaten to explode. Other dumps are near rivers or other environmentally sensitive areas. To date, only 11 have been fully cleaned up or capped to make the areas around them safe. The bottom line, state lawmakers need to spend more, much more, to address these toxic time bombs, and the time for action is right now. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.